Coming up on the 2nd of April, if you are into steam trains, then you need to get to Murrurundi. Joining us to tell us what's happening is Peter McGill. Peter, how are we doing?
We're doing really well, my friend.
Fantastic. Tell us what's happening on the 2nd of April.
2nd of April, we have Murrurundi's going off. We've got the picnic train coming up from Maitland. We've got model train exhibitions from all over the state. We've got an amazing 100-stall market. There'll be arts and crafts, pop-up restaurants, all sorts of activities. And then in the evening on the 2nd, we've got the Twilight Picnic with carnival rides and fireworks.
Good Lord, what's it all in aid of, Peter?
Back in April 1872, the Murrurundi Railway Station opened. And so now here we are 150 years later celebrating that event.
And you've got a special steam train you mentioned that's going to be coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about that train for the train enthusiasts who are listening?
Yes, it's the picnic train, and they're coming up from Maitland with stops at Singleton, Musselbrook, a brief stop at Scone to fuel up with some water, and then into Murrurundi. So if you're in any of those towns down south, it's well worth a trip down to the railway station to cheer them through. And for everyone who lives in Murrurundi and places north up to Tamworth, come down and there's a one-hour ride from Murrurundi to Morella and back. It's only about $25 a head.
Very nice. So the only place you can get on the train is actually at Murrurundi on the 2nd of April.
Yes, if you want to do that short one-hour ride that's on the train at Murrurundi, down to Morella and back to Murrurundi.
And for those of us that have always wished they could have had a model train, you've got a model train exhibition as well. I've got to tell you, that's one of these things in life I wish I had done.
There are 5 halls of them. We're bringing them from all over the state. There's layouts coming from Armidale, Coffs Harbour, Canberra, the hills. This is not just something you and I do in the backyard. This is really special scale model trains.
If we would like to find out more information about the event, where should we go?
Our Facebook page, Murrurail 150, has the program on there at the moment. If you really need some other information, our email is murrurail150@gmail.com.
Peter, can I ask, are you involved because of your enthusiasm in rail?
No, I've got about 47 years' experience of theatre and events, so I'm involved because A, I'm the pyrotechnician doing the fireworks, and B, it helped my community.
Sorry, we're stomping all over the lead here. We've got fireworks as well?
Yes, absolutely.
And you're in charge of that?
Yeah, Saturday night, 8 o'clock.
That is going to be a wonderful part of the event. So it's basically the entire weekend, the 2nd and the 3rd of April. Murrurundi for the Railway 150 is the place to be.
Absolutely. The Saturday is a full-on activity day. Sunday is a bit more subtle, but yes, come on down.
Peter McGill, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about the Murrurundi Railway 150.
Thank you so much for your time, and I hope to see a lot of people down here.